Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Well, I just got done having dinner with Mom and my bros and my nephew Dominic and his son Atlas. Went to the old Golden Corral. It was pretty delicious, if I say so myself. Well, just wanted to talk about a few things on here, if you don't mind. Just wanted to get on here and say, had a pretty good Thanksgiving. Not too bad. I was also wondering about, how was your Thanksgiving? Did you get to spend time with your family and friends? Well, I did. Actually, I believe this is the first time this year I didn't go to my brother's house for Thanksgiving. Stayed at the old house there and had my stepson come in. And my granddaughter came in and we ate good old small turkey and some fixings. It was pretty daggum good. I say so myself. Well, our Christmas is around the corner. And, pretty excited. Not really a big Christmas fan. I like the concept of Christmas, but I believe as the United States or the whole world, we've forgotten what Christmas is really about. And, I just wanted to get out here and say, hey, it's not about giving presents. Hey, and it's not about who can get the most expensive present. I mean, if you want to give me something expensive, I ain't going to be mad. I'm just saying, you ain't got to. Anyway, sorry, I saw a bus. I thought it was a tour bus trying to figure out who it was here in Asheville trying to hit the music scene. Just wanted y'all to know there's a CarMax coming up right here, and I believe that's a Popeyes. It's a Popeyes, delicious Popeyes. Anyways, back to me. Asheville Outlets, pretty good place to buy stuff. Hey, did y'all hear about Chewbacca? How he's behind on his child support payments. That came straight out of Tracy Morgan's mouth. If you don't believe me, go listen to Conan O'Brien with Tracy Morgan. He said it. So it must be true. Man, that Toyota parking lot's looking kind of thin. Yep. Somebody's buying, it looks more Fords than they're in Toyota. You know what I'm saying. There's more of a different kind of brand of car than they got at Toyotas. Man, I wanted to get on here and talk about Golden Corral. Dadgum, that place used to be delicious. And I'm pretty sure they still are, but tonight, not so much. Not so much. I'm not complaining. Well, I guess, but not really because I still ate it. Just saying it wasn't as tasty as it usually is. But again, it is Golden Corral. So there's that. Anybody been watching the soccer games, soccer World Cup, or whatever you want to call it, because I ain't watched one game, probably not going to watch one game, and I'll tell you why, never have been a big soccer fan. I played it when I was in high school, but, I mean, not on a team, just like out in the field playing with the guys and girls. Yep. But I was just wondering if anybody knew how USA was doing. US team. Cash points. No dots. Oh man, how's the weather at where y'all are at? It's 39 degrees here in Asheville, North Carolina. Pretty chilly. Got my heat going in the Jeep here. So I'm driving down the road, getting closer and closer to my house. Thinking to myself, what a wonderful world. Dang it. I did it again. I said I wanted to just gonna bring our butt out. But he came out. By golly, he came out. Anyways, I think I'm getting closer and closer to my interview with Tyler Watts. Again, you need to check out his art with post-it notes. It is remarkably awesome. I don't know how he does it, but I'm going to find out. So if you want to find out how Mr. Tyler Watts does his artwork and what other interest he has in, for some reason, the Pacers basketball team. I really can't say much. I really don't have a favorite basketball team. So maybe he'll talk me into it. Maybe I'll become a fan. Who knows? Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. Nope, that gap isn't there anymore. But yeah, the interview is going to happen soon. I want to set up a time. Oh man, that's pretty. I'm going to set up a time and date. Stick to it. We're going to get through it. I ain't going to lie. I am kind of nervous about doing this interview because it's my first one. And I know it's only going to get better after that. I just want to show everybody that I'm pretty good at doing interviews. But it's not going to be your typical interview because I don't have anything written down. Maybe it'll be a disaster. Who knows? Maybe I'll fall down on my head. Sorry, I had to break out into a song there for a second. You know what? I heard this dad joke the other day where he said his daughter was playing with the outlet, so he grounded her. Get it? He grounded her. So she wouldn't get shot. You don't get it? No? Because he thinks you don't want to get shot, it's grounded. Anyways, I thought it was hilarious. I thought it was very hilarious. That's why I told you fine folks about it. Anywho, we shall continue this podcast. This podcast is brought to you by tampons. Why tampons? Because they're very, very exorbitant. Not only for female periods, they're also good for bloody noses. Who knew? Anyways, that's enough about tampons. Let's talk about skydiving. Has anybody here went skydiving? If not, I recommend you do it. Because A, it's fun, and B, it's fun. That's an episode of skydiving. Anyways, hope you all fine folks are having a good holiday. And it's still a holiday, and it'll continue to be a holiday until after January 1st. So basically from Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, it's like 3 months of holiday. Yeah. I mean, we're constantly celebrating, going seeing family. All this fun stuff, so congratulations, you win. I was debating, maybe y'all could help me. I really want to put up more Christmas lights, but do I really? Okay, so I'm going to ask y'all to leave me a message. I doubt nobody's never left me a message on here on Anchor before. But I believe you could also do it on Spotify or wherever else my podcast is being processed or on. And you could leave me a message telling me, should I do more lights or should I just leave them up? Leave the ones I have already up and don't worry about it. And also, for real, this is really for real, how many lights is too much? Seen it from the space station? Is that too much? And also, why do not teachers get paid enough? I mean, they're dealing with your kids. I say your kids because I don't have any in school that I know of. For so many hours of the day, teaching them, developing them into the fine people we see today. And they only get paid a measly little amount. I know a million of people have probably said this, because I know I have heard it. And I believe teachers should get paid like athletes. If you have a percentage that you meet, you should be drafted into that category, math, English, science, literature, whatever else you want, whatever you want to teach. And if you're good enough at teaching that, let's reward them with more money. Just like athletes have to go to Columbine or whatever to show how good they are. And if they get picked by a team and they do really good that year, they get a raise. You know how many people would want to be teachers? Yes, it is about the money. I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's about the kids also, but the money helps. If the teachers were getting paid millions of dollars like athletes do, I believe our school system wouldn't be failing as much as it does now. I mean, look at me. I quit my 12th grade year, didn't graduate, because I was dumb, young, wanted to get married, get a job, and that's it. That's what I did. I mean, my job now, I love my job now. It's so awesome. But yeah, so let's start paying our teachers more. And this once a month crap, what is that? Who can budget once a month? I mean, unless you're rich, already you have a lot of money. But teachers that go to college and they get out, they're not rich. And they're only getting paid once a month. Come on, we gotta do better, America. We have to do better. Pay in our education system should be number one. Number one. I know this is supposed to be a comedy channel. I know I'm supposed to be telling jokes and laughing and playing, but I'm just getting serious for 1 second. We've got to do better. You know what? I should start a fundraiser. I know there's a lot of schools. I know that. Just say I raised $1 million. How would I split $1 million amongst all the schools? You don't. What you do, pick one school and you donate it. And then you do another fundraiser. Do each school individually every year. It doesn't matter if you make $20, $20 million. All that money that you raise goes to that one school that you're dedicated to. It doesn't matter if the school's at the top or if the school is at the bottom. Whatever school you pick that year, you donate to. You can't be picky on what schools it goes to, because that would take way too long. It's too much of a process. Pick a school, donate it, next school. Pick a school, donate, same. And no, it's not going to be the same every year for each school. So some schools are going to get more, and some schools are going to get less. It really depends on the effort that we put in for these schools. I mean, if you have acid, you're not going to get that many donations. So we've got to put it all in, all or nothing. When is this going to happen? I don't know. I don't have, my voice isn't big enough to do this. So if you know somebody whose voice is big enough to do this, please tell them, let's get on it, let's do it. If you're a millionaire and you're listening to this, give me $1 million. I'll set up what I have to get this ball rolling. Because it's just a shame that schools don't pay their teachers enough. Meanwhile, the principal is up in there in the office making double what teachers make, because yes, they do have all the responsibility of that school, and if it doesn't do well, they get the boot. It's understandable. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I had to do more research on it. I don't know. But anyways, let's stop being down, Debbie Downers. Let's get back to the comedy. That was just all my heartstrings, and I had to pull them. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast, because I really love doing this podcast, and it helps me vent, helps me get things off my chest, helps, hopefully, I'm making you laugh when I do it, because I really love making people laugh. It's the best thing in the world to do. Anyways, I'm almost to the house. Probably got about 5 more minutes on here, and I will be ending this podcast just for now until next Friday. I think I'm going to do another one. I'm trying to do 2 a week. I know I didn't do it this past week. Well, this is my first one this week. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. So, yeah. Tomorrow's will be a lot funnier. And like I said, I don't write this stuff down. I'm driving in my Jeep. I'm yawning. I'm being as real as I can be. I'm afraid if I start doing it in my house and I set up a studio to do it, it's going to start being scripted. To a certain point, yes, I understand. Maybe I should. When I start getting a lot more viewers on here. And you know how I get viewers? Y'all have to tell everybody. I know everybody's not going to like listening to me ramble and being goofy and my southern accent. So I'm going to try not to do my southern accent on some of my podcasts. I'm going to talk like this, and I'm still southern. How do you not be southern? How? I know I'm not. Look. Just because you have a southern accent does not mean you're stupid. I hate when people say that. Oh, you're from the south. You must be dumb. Well, guess what? It's true. There aren't a lot of dumb southerns. But not all of us are dumb. A lot of us aren't, actually. I mean, there are some. I mean, I haven't met any, but tell me what kind of person can go in the garage, take an engine out of a car, wash the engine, put it back together, and it run just fine. Yeah, that's not a dummy. Anyways, I have a question. What is your favorite color? Mine is chartreuse, or magenta. Why magenta? Because I work for a company that the colors are magenta. Ha 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 ha. Yes, it's true. Man, there were a lot of deaths this past, like, 2 or 3 weeks. Like, four of my great aunts passed away. One of the, I can't think of the name. They were in a band with Stevie Nicks. Anyway, Cassidy, maybe? I'm probably butchering it. Anyways, I'm loving all these Christmas lights. If I had a video of my podcast, y'all would see. Man, these people are really going all out. Oh. Now, those look like spotlights, though. Snowflakes. So bright. So bright. Those are dim. Anyways, I'm about here to the house, guys. Hope y'all enjoy this podcast. I can't wait to do the interview with Tyler Watts, which is coming soon. And, yeah, so I'm really excited about it. I hope y'all have a wonderful night, because it is 8:57 p.m. at night. And it's time for me to get off here. Hope y'all have a wonderful rest of your night. Have a good day tomorrow. Have a good weekend. And remember, there's only 24 more days to go till Santa Claus is walking through the snow, dropping off all his Christmas gifts, even telling you about his spiffs. There's nothing better than Santa Claus coming down the chimney, dropping off his presents for good little girls and boys, dropping off all the toys, even some for your mommy and daddy too. So from me to you, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Have yourself a Merry Christmas. Goodbye. Goodbye.